a sweet, sweet 70, you know.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray with you, along with Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and General Galen Shaw. And I do want to talk about the bald-headed...
The guy?
Yeah, there's a bald-headed Tea Party man, if you want to call him that. He has been glomming onto me. He has been hugging my leg, and... No, it's not probably anything, but do you really want pain this early?
Hold on. We'll talk about your Tea Party problem. Margaret has a...
I don't have a Tea Party problem. I don't have a problem with any American that has the best interests of this country at heart. I've got a problem with a man that was following me on Twitter, and I told him to go away, and he's still hunching my leg, you know.
Well, Margaret, what do you mean hunching your leg?
I mean literally, he's on my leg hunching it. All right, not literally.
Well, all right, so he's bothering you.
Well, what happened?
What happened was simply this. I said what I said. I'm not going to go into it, but I was decidedly liberal views. And this man who's been weighing in for a long time with his little comments, I finally told him to go away. I said, little man with the shiny bald head, go away.
How do you know this guy's got a bald head? Have you seen the guy? Have you talked to him?
Well, yes, I've seen pictures of him. He looks like a dork in a muscle shirt, sucking down energy drinks, trying to impress everyone that he just used the weight machine over there at the Nautilus that's closing down because obviously he scared everyone off. And...
All right, so we'll get into that. I don't know what that means. Welcome to the show.
Well, I'll tell you what it means, Phil.
Yeah, Mr. Henry said we'll get into it when he tells you what it means.
But...
All right, don't start, you guys.
No, hold on. What do you mean? Mr. Hendry said what?
I didn't say Bister. He said Biscuit Hendry.
Mr. Hendry.
Yeah, Mr. Hendry will get into it when he tells you what it means.
I tell you what it means? It happened...
Yeah, it happened. It was great.
It happened to me, yes.
All right, okay. Well, I'll give you the opportunity. Let me start the show, and then...
Well, Phil, I thought you told me that the first few minutes were mine, so that I could begin to vent. I could begin to vent my spleen. I could... What?
Well, talk about vent the spleen.
It's not the same thing as going to... The...
Hey! Take it easy. Welcome to our show, folks. Yeah, so there's that, and then there's some other stuff, too. There was a prison break in New York State, in Dannemora, and we've got up there Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, who dispatched himself and what he called Squad 1.
You know, this guy Santos, he's last week you had him on, now you got him over there with Squad 1. What is that supposed to be? This guy's playing cop. He goes out there with the rubber bullet and the funny-looking helmet. I bet you the guy... Yeah, forget it. Probably goes out...
Probably got underwear underneath.
Yeah, right there. I bet you he wears underwear underneath that uniform.
We're going to find out what he's found out, because it is kind of an interesting and kind of a scary situation there with these two murderous, very, very serious criminals. And this is a maximum security prison.
Yeah, but how the God... Now, there you go right there. How do these guys get out of a maximum security prison?
Because they did it the way that Clint Eastwood done it. And everything.
Well, that's a very good point. The Clint Eastwood film Escape from Alcatraz is a blueprint, I think, for any great film to show you the science and...
But the science of how to bust out of prison, Jesus H. They're showing people how to bust out of prison. I used to think Clint Eastwood was a great man. Now I think that guy's a low-down... Can you imagine that? Dirty Harry, what a creep.
He didn't do it. He came out with the movie, which was based on a true story. It was based on a true story.
What was?
Escape from Alcatraz.
Yeah? Get out of here.
It's a true story. Now, whether those guys made it or not is a whole other ball game.
What are you talking about? What are you babbling at? What are you getting at?
Yeah, what are you getting at, Missouri?
What do you mean, what am I getting at? I'm telling you exactly what happened.
You're telling me that Escape from Alcatraz... What are you saying?
Yeah, say spill it. Spill it out or spread it thin.
Spill it out or spread it thin?
Yeah, spread it thin.
You mean spit it out?
Yeah, that's it right there. Spit it out.
I spit it out, and I'll spit it out again for the last time. Escape from Alcatraz is based on a true story.
You can't see it, ladies and gentlemen. Phil looks like he's conducting an orchestra.
Yeah, Phil, put the hands down, and put the ham down, too.
I don't have a ham.
That's what she said.
Would you...
All right, guys, just be quiet for a minute. Escape from Alcatraz was a true story. I don't have a ham. That's what she said.
Yeah, pretty good, General.
Yeah. See?
Yeah, all right. So Escape from Alcatraz.
Yes. It's a true story. Then what?
Well, what happened was these guys made all this stuff in the prison.
Yeah, then what?
Then they put it together with glue that they found. They made these rubber rafts out of rain slickers. They used a fan as a drill.
Then what?
Yeah, then what?
What is it with you guys with the then what?
Then what?
Then they went out and they into the bay.
Yeah, then what?
Then they got drowned.
Oh, so they didn't make it.
Yeah, that's what I heard, Mr. They didn't make it.
I know they didn't make it. A lot of people think they did. People still... You know how people love a mystery, you know?
Well, you know, they never did find... what was the man? Del Bubon Cooper. That was it. Because they called him D.B. Cooper. I was the only journalist to find out what that name really was.
What was it again?
Del Bubon Cooper.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, uh-huh?
Now, Miss Gray, you can't expect us...
I expect you to believe what I say as a sign of respect and solidarity.
Yeah, but what do you mean, Del Bubon?
Where did you find this out, Margaret?
Through my sources, hello. Don't look at me as if I'm some lying swine, like I'm just another little nebbish standing there with a pork pie hat and a rain...
Look at Margaret.
No, I don't have a press ticket in my hat. My hat is a scarf. It's not a hat. You don't put a press ticket there. You will, if you wish, put a tiara there, but not...
All right, so...
So that's what I found out.
So, yeah, that's great. So Del Bubon Cooper, what about him? They never found that asshole, and we don't have enough time to talk about it. So I tell you what we're going to do.
What do you mean, that asshole? I would say that Del Bubon...
Get out of here with Del Bubon.
Look, the guy's name is D.B. Cooper. Can we agree on that much?
We can agree on the fact that it's Del Bubon Cooper, and that he was... Oh,
got Bob Bacon.
But I'm sorry, Bob. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay, Margaret, loud, listen to talking about all the great things that you say and all the stuff that you do. Hey, everybody, if you're on the Hotbond freeway today and you're outbound on the Hotbond or you've been hotboxing it and you're on the Autobahn, make sure you got a hat bar. If you have a hat bar, you hang your hat on that bar and said, Ben, get in there and get your head under that. I hate to see anybody lose their head on that low-hanging bridge out there at 16 and 55. Out of the 51 freeway, the 55 right there, it's a smooth sailing. Got a man, you got a man out there and he's feeling good, he's feeling good. And there's going to be a guy out there sliding on his ass down the water on a slip and slide out in front of his house. It's Bob Bacon traffic.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show. I am Margaret Gray, and you're listening now to the. What is this?
Hold on for a minute. Harvey.
Yes, this is Harvey Wireman with the. What is this shit?
What are you doing? I was about to do a commercial.
I'm here telling you that it is Harvey Wireman, then you do the commercial.
Oh, well, all right, Phil. Sorry.
Yeah, go.
Go.
This is Harvey Wireman with a news break on the Phil Hendry Show. A reward has been offered in the New York Jail crisis from us and Canada. That's what it says.
And a reward has been offered in the New York jailbreak crisis.
New York has said, okay, law enforcement officer sweep Flower Smith Street in Dannemora on 6th June, staring up.
On the 6th of June in good Christ, Phil.
Just leave it alone.
Let the man do the news, will you?
I'm here for news. I'm not here to listen to a man learn how to recover from a stroke. I just...
Hey, excuse me for a minute, Miss Gray. I'm doing this.
Mr. Wireman...
I'm doing this. You understand? I'm not your husband, Frank. I'm a higher level of attorney.
How dare you?
I'm a higher level of attorney. I'm a criminal defense attorney. I'm not some potsy entertainment attorney working out deals for some actor or a dancer or a tap toe or something like that.
Go ahead, Harvey.
All right. More than 200 officers are involved in the manhunt. The escape of trois... Murder River from a maximum security jail in New York has been described as a crisis situation. A crisis situation. Is that Indian?
No, crisis situation.
Is that Indian? Oh, that's good, Harvey.
You know something, General? Maybe I don't have the spring in my step anymore that you do. But, buddy, if you gave me a hard time, I would lunge. I would be on you in the blink of an eye. And I'd have your head twisted around so you're looking backwards, your throat slit, your balls in your mouth. All of that within the span of 15 seconds.
All right, so you're some special forces guy, is that it?
You got that right. Another trick.
Will you just finish the news, please?
Yeah, okay.
He does this all the time to me, Harvey.
Fuck. The New York Post reported that the Twa men cut Thrahu the steel back walls of their kel. Befery, clambering along catwalk, Tau Riake, a series of pipas and tunnels, which they again cut their way.
Okay, thank you very much, Harvey.
I'm not done with a sentence.
He always does this to me, Harvey.
Yeah, I'm not done with a sentence, Phil. To which they then agagaba gababa klimbagle klimbage.
What if you know something, Harvey?
Hey, back it way off of me. Back it way off of me. They klimbababe bandit.
Thank you very much, Harvey Wireman.
You can't do this to me.
Thank you very, very much, Harvey Wireman. That was just great.
Yes, Brett, want me to get him back on?
No, I don't want you to get him back on. Whose ever idea that was of having Harvey Wireman do a news break, may God have mercy on your soul.
That is exactly my feeling.
All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to head on out here to... Actually, let's take a break, and we're going to head out to see Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. These slobs are out there, and they're doing the funky chicken too out there in Dannemora, New York. They are keeping an eye on the situation out there with the escaped prison inmates. Jay Santos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, out there with the New York Simulated Police. We'll find out what's up with them when we come back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Well, everyone, I know that you are just dying to get your Phil Henry Show backstage pass, whether it be your audio only or whether it be something else, something better. The All Access, for instance, or even some higher level of backstage pass that we haven't even begun to imagine yet. Maybe you've already imagined it. Maybe that involves you coming and living with Phil. What do you think of that, Phil?
I don't think anybody'd like that.
Yeah, sure. So, folks, get a backstage pass, and remember that if you want to cancel your backstage pass and get a new backstage pass, well, all you have to do then is just get the new backstage pass that cancels the old one. But let's say you want to get two backstage passes. You have one, then you want to get another one that is of a different price. The new one you buy will automatically cancel out the old one. So you have to do it differently. You'll have to get a whole other account. See, I find this out because we had this problem this weekend.
Very much. And so anyway, folks, get a backstage pass at the world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. I think you will all agree. I think you will all note, and long will you note, that it's a fantastic bargain, a fantastic way to live your life, just a damn good way to have yourself a good time. The Phil Henry Show backstage pass. If it sounds like I'm trying to buy some time, I am. I'm looking for the theme to the Highway Patrol. Once I find that, then, because Bud Dickman, who's my engineer and should be looking for this himself, is... No, I've got it now.
Just having another crueler.
No, I don't want another crueler. Thank you very much.
Is this it?
Yeah, this is it.
Look, don't get into my face. Shit.
Would you mind, General, with the language?
What? Oh, for God's sake.
Is Jay there? Is Jay there? Whatever Jay, are you there?
Now, right here, Phil, you're waiting for us. This is the
swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers,
or the
highway
patrol. Police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage
language,
have enforced and preserved our state law.
Yeah, the guy's going to talk, Shadows, okay?
What?
The guy is going to talk, okay?
How can I hear you?
You're doing that on purpose, Jay.
I'm not doing anything on purpose. I'm here to tell you that... okay, hold on. We just got an alert. What was that, Bill?
Outside Seaman.
We've had alerts going off all morning, Phil, here at Citizens Auxiliary Police Watch Point. We are in Dannemora, New York. You can hear that alert there.
What does that alert mean?
That is simply a possible sighting. There is a possibility that the suspects may be within the perimeter of the area. They could be within the
in the perimeter.
I'm sorry.
In the perimeter. Is that what you mean?
Well, yeah, but I can do it. And anyway.
Well, look, Santos, we're trying to.
General, if you're going to interrupt me like you did last week, then I'll go ahead and hang the phone up right now.
Yeah, that sounds good to me, you know.
All right, hold on, General. No, I don't think that sounds good. General, if you could just, as I asked you last week, could you guys, as they say in your business, cease fire?
Yeah, General, cease fire. Okay.
Oh, okay, we'll cease fire. Jesus.
General, I want to know what's going on. So, Jay, what is that alert that I'm hearing?
That, Margaret, that is an alert where one of our sub-commanders, Dean Spratton, decided that it's very possible that the criminals are within the perimeter of the area here. Now, we're set up in the parking lot of a grocery store. I asked the guy. He said it'd be okay. And we have our Citizens Auxiliary Police van. Inside of that field is all of our equipment. We have a camera. We have a tape recorder. We have a couple of coolers, and we do have a refrigerator. And we've got snacks, and we have some snacks and everything to keep us. So we also have sandwiches, and we have egg salad or tuna. And
so you've got egg salad and tuna, but what are you guys doing to find these guys?
As I said, General, first of all, we have egg salad and tuna so we can keep our energy. God, is that against the law or something?
Yeah, it's not against the law, man, but you're a Citizens Auxiliary Police. You ought to be helping to find these guys.
We are helping to find them, okay? We're out and, like I said...
But what's that? What's the alarm thing?
Yeah, what was that alarm we heard?
The alarm was that it was Subcommander Jay Sweetan who had heard or had woken up from a nap, and he had a dream or he had came to him that they might very well be in the perimeter of the parameter. So that's when he went ahead and hit alarm three. Hit alarm three. Is that it there?
Yeah, that's alarm three.
Okay, thanks, Jay. He hit alarm three.
So he had a dream that maybe they'd be within the perimeter of the perimeter. Is that what you call it?
That's exactly what we call it, General. Why? You got another...
Well, we used to call it inside the wire, you know.
Well, that's in wartime, okay?
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, General, I can tell a lot of... A smart-ass doesn't escape Jay Santos. You're going smart-ass on me, aren't you? Are you dropping a smart-ass on me?
Mr. Santos, sir, I'm a United States Army veteran.
Yeah. We've heard all about your wartime experience. I'm talking about a practicality of defending American people here in a civilian time.
I have a wartime experience in Vietnam. I'm trying to be very, very patient, as Mr. Henry would like me to be. But you're beginning to tighten my jaws. And if you keep it up, I'll go through the phone. I'll strangle you. I'll bring you back here, and I'll use you as wipe. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, I hear what this guy just said on the phone. He says to me...
All right, Jay, don't talk to people...
I'm sorry, but I just find that to be extremely offensive.
It is offensive, and I would ask you, General, for the third and final time, please don't go there.
I just want to find out what the story is.
Yeah, not even telling us. What about the alarm?
I just told you. You know...
Well, you said one of the men in the Citizens Auxiliary Police had a dream. And he dreamt that somehow one... Look at... Oh, my God. There is Terry. Who is the young lady in Close Encounters?
Come on and watch the... Watch that later, okay?
Sorry.
Terry Garr.
Oh, Terry Garr. She had a nice little... Well, I shouldn't... Frank said she had a nice toilet on her. Yeah.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Margaret.
I did not. I mumbled it.
Yeah, did the Margaret mumble?
The Margaret mumbled, but I understood it.
Oh, never mind.
What did you say?
I said... Frank said... That Terry Garr had a nice toilet on her.
Yeah, Frank said that.
Don't say it.
Oh, all right. No, I think I understood now.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, I don't understand.
Well, I said that Frank said...
I said don't say it, bud.
Ow! You hit me.
It was just a comment, Phil, about Terry Garr there on television.
Yeah, I know. Close Encounters of the Third Kind is on and everybody's watch. There's another alarm.
Right. Hey, Jay, what was that?
Oh, I've got a fruit stand.
All right, there's a fruit stand down here on Highway 3. A car just pulled in. I want everybody to scramble at. Scramble at, and let's go see it.
Wait a minute. What is that?
I just want to find out about a toilet. And
oh, you ass.
Well, see, that's what he was trying to say.
Frank said that Terry Garr has a what?
Has a nice toilet.
Has it? I'll do it. Has a nice toilet.
Well, he said toilet.
You know, Jay, I think I'll help General Shaw. If he goes through the phone, I'll help him as he turns you into just another piece of...
Margaret, take it easy.
I'll take you and I'll turn you into a dessert. How about that?
Yes.
All right, there it is again.
All right, we gotta scramble down, scramble down. Scramble down, scramble down.
Thank you, Sammy.
What that is, Phil, we've seen people... And by the way, General, I won't forget what you just said. You're going to turn me into a dessert. You're going to stretch me and turn me into a Twizzler. Isn't that what you're going to say?
Yes, I was, and then I thought better of it.
Now, I figure as much. Anyway, Phil, what we have here is a sighting of an individual at a fruit stand that is down the Dannemora Highway here. We'll go down there and check that out. We also have had some sightings of...
So if you just see anybody...
No. If we see anybody, that's not it. If we see suspicious behavior...
What makes it suspicious that somebody stopped at a fruit stand?
Let's see. Because there's two escaped convicts?
Yeah, Philly, I mean, there are people. These are dangerous guys.
Well, that doesn't mean that all life stops, does it?
Well, I don't know, Phil.
Careful, you're just driving around.
If you got people driving around, and they're not aware of the fact there's an escaped convict, an escaped convict could very well leap into your car and overtake it and overcome you and carjack it. Man, I feel sorry for you. But I'll tell you right now, that's what we're trying to do with Citizens Auxiliary Police. We do have message 3, and then we'll send a message 2, okay?
Now, Jake.
Oh, wait, just 1 minute, Phil. Message 3?
Yeah, I got a message 3 and a message 2.
Get on down to the fruit stand, and I want you to go over here, car wash 2. Yeah, we got a car wash report.
All right, Doug Danger is on the line with us here. He is in the parking lot. You see Doug?
Yeah, I see Doug.
Doug Danger is on a separate newsmaker line here. He is there to cover this for the Orange County Courier. And we're going to talk to Doug in just a moment, put everybody on hold. That's, once again, I can't get any information because everybody is, you know...
Everybody's what?
Everybody with the whole Terry Garr thing.
Jesus, Phil, she was...
I heard what she said.
Yeah, talk about Terry Garr had the toilet. Everything like that.
What a disrespectful thing to say.
Oh, God, Phil, don't you think you're ladies and gentlemen, you didn't see it, Phil, but what a disrespect. What are you, the Queen of Denmark or something?
Yeah, Phil, you look like the Queen of Denmark.
Well, good. Then I'm glad I'm the Queen of Denmark.
I said it respectfully. I said.
You said, she has a nice toilet.
You know the Terry Garr, if she's still alive, and I'm not sure that she is.
Excuse me, but I think she very much is.
Well, she suffered, I think, from MS, and she's had a tough life.
So, saying she had a nice toilet on her.
Yeah, but you could say something like she had a nice body, or she was cute.
Well, Phil, I am a journalist.
Margaret?
I'm a journalist. I fight for the right...
yeah. To party.
To party? Well, not to party.
No, you fight for the right.
You fight for the rights of the free and independent...
Yes, I fight for the rights of the free and the independent.
Uh-huh.
Well, what else do you...
What's that got to do with Terry Garr's so-called toilet?
Never mind. You know, I just...
What's that smell?
I did that on purpose, because that's what I think of this whole studio.
Oh, my God.
God damn!
Yeah, that's right. Next time you fuck with me.
Miss Gray!
No, next time.
Oh, man, that is fetid. Just funky.
Yeah. Next time you mess with Mama.
Mama's Gray, why'd you do something like that? That affects all the people even interested in you.
You're collateral damage on that, bud. I'm sorry. And you, Robert, you're collateral damage.
What about me?
I don't care if you live or die.
Whew. Open a window. Get a fan.
Oh, quit making a big deal out of it.
No, I'm not making a big... Better get that industrial fan out of the garage.
How dare you?
The big one?
Yeah, the big one. Get that big wind tunnel one, as a matter of fact.
Get the big wind tunnel one, as a matter of fact.
You get it, Miss Gray.
You get it, Miss Gray.
Margaret, why don't you grow up?
Shut
that door.
Shut that.
All right. We're going to be right back. We're going to have Doug Danger on the line there from Dannemora, New York. He's going to tell us a little bit more about what is happening out there. And what is happening out there is pretty goofy. They got a couple of escaped, escaped prison inmates. These cats are bad news. They're killers. We'll find out what's happening. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Let's set it.
I heard.
This is General Kalen Shaw reminding you that a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show will get you over 20,000 hours of rare content. Rare and exceedingly enriched content. Very valuable material that Mr. Hendry himself slaved over, labored over. The most unique and individual radio show in the history of God and man on this planet. You want radio? Hendry's website is all you need.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Never mind.
World famous Phil Hendry Show available for an all access pass or if you want to get an audio only pass.
So get one now and get it today and get it good.
Doug Danger on the line from the city of Dannemora, and Douglas is out there and is going to be talking with us here about I understand that's...
Yes, and you're talking about me farting.
Yeah, I think my lisp and your fart wins.
Well, then that's a good thing, isn't it? No, I know it means bad, but it is good.
Yes. Goddamn.
Enough, bud. You've already gone over your limit for your smart-ass cracks. The next smart-ass crack will be mine, and you know what I mean by that.
Holy shit! Mr. Henry
Parker, why didn't you clean it up?
Me? I have done everything... Never mind. Go ahead, talk to Mr. Duke here.
My name is Doug Danger, Ms. Gray.
I'm sorry, Danger.
Yeah, and Phil, I'm here in Dannemora, New York. This is Doug Danger here for the Orange County Courier. I'm a gay man, gay journalist, and I was dispatched out here to do a little bit of the investigation here to find out what is going on here in Dannemora, New York, with the escape of these criminals from a maximum security prison. I'm gay man, gay journalist, and the first thing I said was, you better get me up to the governor of the state, because I know, as gay man, as gay journalist, I know when someone is lying to me. Now, one of the reasons for that, Phil, is I have been hiding as a gay man, gay journalist. You have to stay in the closet, otherwise people discriminate against you. I came out of the closet, though, and I have traveled a long, hard, rocky road for the last 3.5 weeks since coming out. And I can tell you, there is a heck of a lot more to this than meets the eye. One of the things that I think is so frightening about this situation is that it was a maximum security prison, and just as Margaret said, they got out by way of the escape from... Now, I'm a gay man, gay journalist.
What about escape from Alcatraz, Doug? That's pretty cool.
Well, there's no question about that, Dickman. The escape from Alcatraz is absolutely... Hey, well, you want to turn that alarm off, man?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Turn the alarm off.
I'm sorry, Mr. Danger, or whatever your name is.
My name is Danger.
All right, I'm sorry, but that alarm is something we need to tell us...
Well, that alarm tells you what, where they are, where they're hiding? What, is that some magic alarm?
No, it's not a magic alarm, sir. All right, this is an alarm that we use to indicate in what town, what part of town there's unusual activity.
All right, guys, don't go through a whole argument on this thing.
I want to know what's going on with this guy. I mean, ever since I got here, I've been hearing this thing going off.
That is an alarm. You don't need to know about that. Go off and do your gay... Go do your gay report.
I'm not doing a gay... I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
All right, you gay man, gay journalist.
Gentlemen, I don't think that is necessary. I think what you can do is file your report with us, Doug. Meanwhile, Jay, if you could, do something with that alarm.
I can't do anything alarm. It's telling us there's unusual activity. There's movement behind a house. There might be movement trying a tree. Find out what that one is.
That's 17.
All right, well, tell him to get back. That was actually one of our sub-commanders. It was Sub-Commander Vern Deal. What was he doing back there? Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay, this is Doug Danger reporting.
I'm asking you not to report that.
Let go of my arm, man. This is Doug Danger reporting here from Dannemora.
I'm begging you not to report that.
Please don't touch my arm again. Don't touch my arm again or I will drop you.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
All right, guys, before this turns into a fist fight.
That's what I'm trying to say, Mr. Henry. This is Doug Danger reporting here from Dannemora, one of the Citizens Auxiliary Police sub-commanders that Mr. Santos has brought over here. Please don't say anything. Sorry. One of the Citizens Auxiliary Police sub-commanders that Jay Santos brought over here was caught behind a house looking in a toilet window.
Good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is Doug Danger. I'm a gay man, gay journal. I'm going to have to go into shorthand here, Phil, because I have to file this now with the Orange County Courier. I want to get this, especially the Orange County Courier. If Santo or if Timmy are on desk right now, let's get this filed. Let's get this delayed edition, all right? Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, gay man, gay journal. Man go behind, man looking window, man looking, try to get jolly. Man got the jolly, got a cookie. This man, Citizens Auxiliary Police, staring in window, see lady going down toilet. Lady sit on toilet, get up, pull up pant, that's when man get cookie. This is very bad. Bad sits on the daily policeman. They come up here trying to find bad man. Bad man come out of prison, not a bad man in prison. How do you know that not bad man prison I'm looking in there?
I look. Will you stop that jackball stuff or I'm going to go nuts?
Yeah, I'm trying to file a report here, General. Do you mind?
All right, yeah, but it's a little. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, a lot of people know what I'm talking about.
Excuse me, I do know what you're talking about, Doug, because I am a newspaper woman. But it is very difficult.
I ask you in good conscience, can I have the phone, please?
No, this is my phone. Use your phone.
This is my phone. Can you hear me, Phil?
Yes, I can.
All right, this is Jay Sands of Citizens Auxiliary Police. This is my phone. Again, this is Jay Sands of Citizens Auxiliary Police. This is my phone.
Yeah, go ahead. So what?
Okay, and I'm saying to you, you mean I could have been talking all through the... Oh, shit.
You could have been interrupting me and everything, man, but you didn't do it. You stood there waiting for my phone, even though you were holding the phone.
All right, this is Jay Sands of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And I will go into my shorthand. I want to make sure that everybody at the Citizens Auxiliary Police Headquarters hears this. All right. Doug Danger, he here, he not. I don't even know how to do it.
We don't have that yet, Buck.
We do not have shorthand yet.
Yeah, see, I got shorthand. I'm Gay Man, Gay Journal. And I tell you now, pervert-looking window got a cookie.
You know, I can damn. I don't know shorthand, but I damn sure understand that. You're saying one of my guys got his cookies looking at a lady going to the bathroom.
What is it with you guys anyway, Phil? Every time I turn on your show, every kind of peeping Tom you got, he's always looking in the window of a bathroom. What's the story? Are these people influenced by you?
Yeah, what is that, Phil?
What do you mean influenced by me?
Well, it all seems to flow from you. It all seems to flow from the weird mind you have. Was that some sort of a cornball trick that you dug as a kid? Was that some kind of a quarter toss you did as a kid? Heads, I look in the window and stare at her ass while she's going on, you know, sitting on. Well, never mind, I didn't want to go through it.
Mr. Henry, I just want you to know that I support you 100% if that's what you want to do when you're a kid.
I never did anything of the sort as a kid, okay? The whole reason why... Never mind why it's in there.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I'll be goddamned if I'm Doug Danger, Gay Man, Gay Journal. I'm not allowed to bump the port, and I got to bump the report.
All right, Doug, hold on. You too, Jay, okay?
Yeah, sure. Well, how exciting. I'll hang on so I can get raped on the other side of...
Well, you know something, Phil? The point that they made there about how every time there's a peeping Tom busted on your show, he's looking in the window at a woman going to the bathroom. What's that about?
How should I know?
Oh, you're going to play that one coy, huh?
You belched, Ms. Gray.
I know I belched, Bud. Did you have to bring that up? Mr. Henry already made a big song and a dance about the fact that I let a little bit of gas go.
Man, that was more than a little bit of gas. Tell you that right now.
Robert, do you mind for...
Margaret, so what's your point?
My point is, do you remember Bobby Dooley's husband, Steve?
Yeah.
When he got into trouble there with the Homeowners Association, what was he doing? He was looking in the bedroom window there of the Cuntington sisters, and they were what?
In the bedroom window, or they?
Oh, in the bathroom window, I mean. And what were they doing?
One of them was reading a racing form.
Well, what was she doing while...
What was she doing while she was reading the racing form?
You know full well she's sitting on the toilet.
Aha! So that's what they're saying. And, anyway...
Oh, shut up. We'll be right back with more from Orm Not, as the case may be. Jay Sanos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and this goofy, wacky, wicked, weird, and kooked out and wigged out thing called this report from Dannemora, New York, where two suspects have escaped a prison in upstate New York, are on the run. They're being run to ground by the New York State authorities. I'm sure they've got bloodhounds, dogs. Oh, man, I bet you it's...
God, it's probably like something out of They Made Me a Criminal.
Yeah. These guys are hiding in swamps. They're throwing their clothes off. It's a whole Tommy Lee Jones. It's great.
This is a present. Years good than making.
This is Margaret Gray, and you just heard the magic words, my ass is a present. Well, yes, it is. Not that this has anything to do with any of you, but if there's one thing my husband Frank knows, in fact, this entire song really speaks to my relationship with Frank.
Make sure you go to the Real Bud Dickman channel on YouTube and check out Mr. Henry promo and, Mr. Henry video. Thanks to everybody that circulating that Caitlyn Jenner, Steve Bozell video, man. That was all right. I bet done it on that.
Yes, this song speaks to my relationship with Frank. Get on your knees.
I'd love to get Frank on the line, find out what he thinks about that.
Go ahead, see if I care. I could give up
a small little bit of gas. Just get on your knees. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
don't you ever, ever talk back to me like that.
Is that Frank? Hey, Frank, welcome to Phil Henry's show. Good to have you on the line here. No, that isn't Frank. There he is. Frank, how you doing, buddy? We just wanted to talk with you a little bit. Margaret said that that song, Get on Your Knees, is a...
I'll do it. Frank, hi. How are you, honey?
I'm better than Custer. What's up?
I was saying, the song Get on Your Knees by Nicki Minaj, doesn't that really articulate our relationship?
Oh, yeah. That, well, when he, that song that he did, yeah, Phil, this Nicki Minaj sings this song. Have you ever seen him? He's got the biggest butt you've ever seen, and he's quite sexy. And so Nicki Minaj or Manoon,
But man, Nicki Minaj.
It's Mickey what? I didn't hear what she said.
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, Nicki Minaj. Oh, that's the one, yeah. Well, he has got this ass that goes on for weeks and also sings the song about the guy who's supposed to get down on her knees and beg at the altar of his ass. And so this Minaj is singing to his boyfriend, and he's telling her to get down on her back so that he can sit, you know.
Oh, okay, all right. Very, very, very good, Frank. You know.
Well, I'm going to tell the story.
Why don't you let him tell the story?
Well, don't be graphic.
I'm not going to be graphic. I'm talking about Nicki Minaj, right?
Nicki Minaj.
All right, Nicki Minaj. I'm talking about the guy here. He's a, not the guy. I'm talking about a young lady. The guy is his girlfriend. I'm talking about him and the fact he's got a big butt that every guy wants, and so he sings about his ass, and he sings about his boyfriend and how he wants his boyfriend to lay on her back and just stare up at the ceiling with the tongue going, is that it?
Thanks a lot, Frank.
Why'd you hang up?
Why do you think I hung up?
Well, Phil, don't go... Oh, my God, do you need anger management?
Phil, that scared me.
No. No anger management. For you to have to ask me that question...
Phil, what are you all of a sudden? Are you Mr. Chips? He's going... No. You're waving your fingers around like you're some sort of a mentally retarded Kay Kaiser.
Yeah, it looked...
Well, let's tell people who Kay Kaiser is.
No, I don't think I will. No. No.
Anyway, welcome back, folks. On the line with us is Doug Danger from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I mean, excuse me, Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
You know, because you messed that up, could we have our theme, please?
Hey, look at Santos. You're not a sponsor on this show.
I would like to have the theme music if you don't mind.
What did I screw up?
You said Doug Danger from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and it's...
What are you doing?
I thought I'd play it.
It's all right, Phil. Who gives a... I don't care, man. Let him have his little theme music. It doesn't make any difference to me.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. But what's worse is that you identified me with a Citizens Auxiliary Police.
I'm going to talk, man. La, 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 la.
All right.
La, 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 la.
You're going to miss your cue.
What?
You're going to miss your cue.
Oh.
Swings into action. It may be called the state police,
la, la, la,
state
la, la,
troopers,
la.
Militia, the rangers, or
the
highway
Citizens
patrol.
Auxiliary Police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state.
Well, what did you do? You just cut out of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Did I really? Yes, I did.
Want me to call him back?
No. No, I don't.
Well, Phil, we've got a live... These are two live reports from the Dannemora prison.
I understand what it is, but I'm not putting those guys back on the air. A couple of children going blah, 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 trying to... I'm telling you, man.
Trying to what?
Trying to mess up each other's report, okay? That's what I've been trying to tell you guys. All right, Margaret, you're upset with some bald guy who was running the tea party, is that it?
No, what do you mean running the tea party?
Were you upset with some bald guy that was bugging you on Twitter?
Yes, I was. This is a nebbish that has been bothering me for quite some time. I think he was even following you, Phil. I made a comment about the tea party, which I will not get into.
Yeah, don't start doing your politics here. Nobody wants to hear it, all right?
All right. Well, anyway, this man who's some self-proclaimed genius, he thinks he's a writer, he thinks he's a political consultant, something. I did a little bit of background check on this clown. He hasn't sold, I don't think he's sold an idea on the back of a box top to post toasties on how they might better you know, describe their product or improve the product so it can actually do what it's supposed to do, and that is give a man, namely bald-headed one, you know, a good bowel movement.
All right, fine, fine, fine. So what happened?
Well, what happened was he wouldn't leave me alone. So I told him to buzz off Putz. Now, Frank took exception to the fact that I said he was a bald-headed Putz, and because Frank's losing his hair, as are you.
Yeah, what about that, Phil? Making fun of you?
Not making fun of him. I mean, when you say he's a bald-headed Putz.
He shaves the head. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah, those guys are all, like, skinheads and stuff.
Dude, that guy's a skinhead?
No, he's not a skinhead. He's just a nerd with a picture of himself on his Twitter feed chugging down some energy drink as he just got off the penis machine or something.
The penis. You know something? Sometimes, Margaret, you make me laugh.
Yeah, that wasn't that good.
I beg your pardon?
That wasn't that good. That was kind of flat.
Yeah, it wasn't that.
Oh, really?
I thought it was very funny, Margaret.
Thank you very much, General. So he got off the penis machine.
Well, now it's not funny.
Yeah, see, now you're really beating a dead horse.
Pardon me.
Margaret?
No, pardon me.
Aw, shit.
That's what you guys get.
That was great. You gotta do it again.
Margaret, that is absolutely infant. Ah, yeah. Wow, what is that? That's like fruit and egg.
You'll wish you hadn't given me any shit.
Ay, 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 ay.
Oh, Phil, grow up.
No, you grow up. You grow up.
Well, that's the only weapon I have left. I want in on this. That's the only weapon you've left me. The fact that you men sit here and constantly carp at me and harp at me and yap at me.
Yeah?
The only weapon I have left is to release a tiny bit of gas to show you that I mean business, to show you that there is more at stake here than meets the eye, to show you I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay!
Thank you.
What the hell is this, man?
This, then, is the music of Nightwish.
No, it isn't. It's Nightwash.
What do you mean, Nightwash?
I'm telling you, it's Nightwash.
It's Nightwish.
Nightwash.
Well, it ought to be Nightwash. Someone ought to take it out at night and wash it.
Well, why don't you go ahead and do it then? And I don't mean the band.
Ha 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 ha. Wait a minute, let me get the laugh machine. You guys, wait. Turn that down. I gotta get the laugh machine. Her.
That's pretty funny, General.
There, Margaret, I'm sorry. The laugh machine ran out of gas. Otherwise, it would have been a better laugh.
Pardon me.
But come on, Margaret.
No, that was Dirty Pool right there.
Wait a minute. Dirty Pool.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, Margaret, come on. Get in here and sit down.
What a dick.
Sit down. Jay, thank you very much, Jay Santos and Doug Danger. You guys sucked. All right, coming back now on the show, we have special guest. We haven't had this guy on for a while. Well, actually, we have, but I try to make it seem as if we haven't. And that is Larry Grover to give us his view of Margaret's whole Tea Party rant here.
I didn't do a Tea Party rant. I said the bald-headed geek that bothered me, that's all.
Well, yeah, she didn't get into the politics or anything.
Except for the fact that you don't like the guy.
I don't like the guy. There's a lot of Tea Party people that I may like. There may be some Tea Party people that I don't like. I don't like this bald fruit sucking down his energy drink and telling me what's up. I don't take that from anyone. I take that under protest from one man, but from some door.
All right, so what we thought we would do, would you quit knocking these papers around?
I have been very agitated today. Very agitated.
Hold on for a minute, hold on.
Would you knock it off with the laugh machine?
That was pretty funny.
Oh, so you think it's funny?
I actually do. You know?
Wait. I ran out of laughs, Margaret.
You know, you're gonna run out of laughs here in about 2 seconds when I reach over that table.
Hey, watch it now.
You bring it anytime you want, sister.
Oh, hold on. The two of you guys going at it? No way. I wouldn't believe it if I saw it.
Well, believe it if he keeps up with that laugh machine. All right, that does it.
Hey! Ha 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 ha. You missed me.
Get down from there, please.
No, I won't.
General, get down from there.
No, I will not until you tell her.
Back off, Margaret.
Fucking prick.
Watch it with the laugh machine, okay?
Unless I can borrow the laugh machine.
What do you mean, borrow it?
It's your idea. Can I borrow it?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Well, say a joke.
I'm not...
You come on! Say a joke. All right,
Here, hold on. I can't do it good.
Yeah, the general doesn't really bitch in the laugh machine.
Are we going to grow up here, or are we just going to go ahead and put a big label on this show? Show over. Phil Henry Show failed. Margaret Gray took it into the sewer.
Why would you blame me?
Because you're the one that's been bugging and bugging and bugging all freaking morning on this, that, and something else. Just relax. Your opinion, Margaret, can't always make it into the record, and your opinion can't always be agreed with, and we can't always follow your agenda. I set the agenda here.
Phil,
I set the agenda here.
I understand.
Yeah, you know how this is laid down then, right?
No one's talking to you.
General, I've got this. I set the agenda. I'm the guy that calls the shots, okay?
What is it with the thumb? What are you, Huey Long or something?
I'm the one that calls the shots.
Yes, sir. I understand. I'm sorry.
You make me treat you like you're a child? Now you can go off and tell everybody what a sexist swine I am.
Well, there is a hint of sexism, but that's all right. I won't say anything about it.
No, there is no sexism. It's simply me saying, shut up. You take more of a freaking hand in this show than anybody.
Yeah, sure, you better move along.
Yeah, move it along, will you, folks?
I'm talking to the lady here.
Yeah, all right. Enough already, okay? You're beating it into the ground.
Yeah, you're beating it into the ground.
Yeah, all right, man. So, I'm so sorry. All right, let's get over here to Larry Grover from the... Will you turn the music off, bud, before I flip a freaking lid? Larry Grover, Citizens Auxiliary Police. And I mean, Larry Grover.
Larry Grover, I'm hearing... You know what? You're giving Margaret a ration of a hard time. You're the guy that couldn't find it with both hands.
Larry Grover is in Culver City. He is with the citizens of Kern County, or conservatives of Kern County.
Conservatives of Kern County. You want to know the problem with you, Phil, more than anything else, is you can't get out of your own way. Your big fat mouth, yada-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, yada-da-da-da-da-da, until the cows come home.
That has pretty good rhythm there, though.
Pretty good. What is he talking about?
You're going da 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 da.
So what does that make me? Some kind of what? If you want to talk about me being like a drummer or something?
No, we're just saying. Never mind. Go ahead.
Go on. So Larry, you are the man at the Conservatives of Kern County.
Yeah, I'm the man at the Conservatives of Kern County, and because there's no women in the group. No women. Get it?
Hold on. Wait. Hold on for a minute. Ha ha.
Oh, knock it off, will you?
Sorry, that's all the laughs we can get out of the laughs machine there.
The laughs machine?
All right, if I hear the laugh machine one more time, I'm going to put my foot through it. And because it doesn't exist, that means I'm going to have to put my foot through something else. I wouldn't do you, General, that way.
Well, I'm glad you wouldn't do me.
God damn, Mr. Henry.
Did you hear that? He said he wouldn't do the General.
All right, I'm getting up and leaving now.
No, please don't do it.
Don't do it, Phil, because I don't want to be interviewed by these idiots.
I'm sorry.
I wouldn't put my foot through you, General, because I respect you more than that. So the only thing I could put my foot through around here would be this table, is what I was going to say.
That would damage a lot of equipment, Mr. Henry.
Yes. Probably put us off the air for good.
Well, Phil, look, I apologize to the extent.
Phil, we are very sorry.
You don't want me leaving anymore, do you?
No, we don't. It's not because I can't host the show.
I could host it. A lot of people like me when I host it. But I don't want to go near it because it's, frankly, I got to get up early and, you know,
I could do it good too.
No. You're not getting the message here. Shut up. Now, Larry, you just heard from Margaret on the bald-headed dork that was bugging him. What do you think?
I don't know anything about a bald-headed dork. I don't know anything about a bald-headed dork.
Well, don't a lot of you guys shave your heads?
No. What are you talking about, shave my head? I was going to, yes, razor it off nice and clean. That was in solidarity to the great many men who lift weights, who work out, and who think with a bald head they finally sexed it up. But I can tell you that that's not the case because I had razored my hair off about 2 years ago, so it was just cue balls. It was cue ball sweet. There's no getting around it. But I hadn't been working out enough, so I razored it off. I got cue ball sweet. I went into a gym.
What is cue ball sweet?
In other words, it was slick.
Real slicked off?
Yeah, it was slicked off. So I went into a gym and I started working out. I had the head glistening and shining and cue ball bald. I went into a singles bar right over here in Culver City after I really pumped the chest and the arms. I didn't have time for the legs. And I was told by guys in the know that you don't really have to work on your legs, your little stick legs. You see a lot of guys at the beach with the little stick legs and the gigantic chests, and women think that's really hot because they don't care whether a guy has a butt or legs. They just want to see large arms.
Well, that is not necessarily the case.
Excuse me, Margaret, but I'm talking to guys that have, and I don't want to be crude, but these are guys that have picked up a lot of women. So
don't say that again. Yeah, little stick legs.
Yeah, little stick legs, no ass, but big, big arms, big, big shoulders, and the slicked off head.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so I did that. Then I went into a singles bar, and I sat down to have a drink. And I was sitting there waiting for the inevitable, what I thought would be the inevitable, which would be a woman who would come up to me and say that she found me attractive. And sure enough, a lady came over, and she said, I can see that you work out. I said, yes, I do. She said, I also see that you've cue-balled the head off. She said, it's pretty slick, right? I said, yes, it is. It was at that time when I said to her something that Dean Carlisle had told me and Chris Norton. They said, once she acknowledges your bald head, then there is a quid pro quo. And you simply say, I cue-balled mine. How about you?
What does that mean?
I'm going to tell you what it means.
Oh, I got it. No, I understand. Yeah, you know.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what is he talking about?
Well,
I'll do it. Thank you very much. God.
Sorry.
So I had my head shaved. I was bulked out, big arms, big chest, the shoulders so huge, and no legs, stick legs, no ass. I almost looked like a freak. I almost looked as if I was one of those poor guys that is wheelchair-bound, and suddenly one day I found out I could walk, you know. But they say women think it's sexy, and...
Well, it isn't so much that women think it's sexy. It's that the men, yourself included, only really concentrate on one part of their body, and they forget about the legs and the ass. And so you do look like a freak, and you are not attractive to about 90% of all women out there.
Thank you very much. So, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. And
why wouldn't she? She's a female.
Yeah, well, but she's a married female, so I...
All right, but, you know, suit yourself.
Yeah, thank you.
Wait a minute, suit yourself. Ha, 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 ra, ra, ra. I'm sorry, I won't do it again. I won't do it again, okay?
I told you about that laugh machine.
Watch it. Larry?
Yeah, so I said to the lady...
So you... No, hold on. So you said to this woman... I cue-balled mine.
Well, she said to me, I see that you shave your head. I said, yep, cue-ball slick. I said, I cue-ball mine. Now, what about you? What about yours is what I said.
And what did she say?
Well, she looked at me and took a look at her drink and looked up at me, and she said, what do you mean? And I said, well, I think you know what I mean. I said, I shave it. I said, I'm asking if you shave it, and obviously I can see that you have hair on your head, so obviously I'm not talking about that. Okay. Now, what happened was, because I suffer from migraines, I thought that perhaps there was a bit of a blackout. But when I became conscious again, I had her drink all over my face and my shirt.
See, I knew that would happen.
Wait, hold on for a minute. What do you mean you knew that would happen?
You can't ask a woman, does she shave her you-know-what, and not get a drink in your face?
Well, wait, he didn't say that. He said... I cue-ball mine, how about you?
That's exactly what I said.
Well, then you articulated and said, well, I can see that your hair is there. So what part do you think I'm thinking of?
I didn't say that. I said, she said, what are you talking about? And I said, well, what am I talking about? I said, I asked you, do you cue-ball it? And I can see you've got hair on your head, so dot, dot, dot. And that's when all I felt was moisture. And I saw drink. I looked at my face in a mirror. I asked the guy if he could, you know, if I could borrow his mirror. It was a bartender because no women wanted to give me their hand mirrors. They'd all moved away from me. So I looked at my face, and it was drenched. My shirt was drenched. And I was, and then I looked, and I couldn't find the lady anywhere. So I walked out of the bar, and there she was. She was sprinting to her car, actually running to her car. I said, look, if I upset you, I'm very, very sorry. And she said, I've just had a very tough day. Please leave me alone. I said, I will leave you alone. It's just, now that we're here, and it's a dark parking lot, there's no one around, you could lift your skirt, and...
I don't believe it. You're a slob. You know that.
What?
Don't you understand what you just said?
I said to her...
You're saying something to that woman that is very intimate and personal. You sound like some kind of a creep. You probably should have been arrested. I wouldn't have blamed her if she'd kicked you in the balls and left you on the ground there holding on to them. You did everything wrong there, Larry. Everything wrong.
Yeah, I've got to agree with it, Grover.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Where'd he go wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, thank you very much, bud. Where did I go wrong?
You know something, Larry? Get out more and stay inside less. Watch more of the human race and less of CNN and Fox, okay?
All I said was, now that we're in the privacy of this shadow, you could give it a... Look at Phil, do you know how long it took me to work out?
Yeah, and that's another thing. You're lifting weights so that your arms are big, your chest is big, your shoulders are big, and you got stick legs. You look like a freak, and no chick wants to be with that. Your bald head makes you look like bald freak of the week. You know, piss off, man, okay?
Oh, thanks a lot. So you're the big man, you're bald, and you aren't even ripped.
That's right. But although I don't have a cue balled off, and I'm not ripped, I'm about to go upstairs now and have dinner with a beautiful young lady. Thank you.
Oh, bullshit.
All right, folks.
Well, Phil, that's letting a little bit of your private life out.
I'm trying to tell Larry what is up. And Larry, you are some kind of a douche. All right, world-famous Phil Hendry Show has been produced by me, Phil Hendry.
What, is that it?
Yes, that's it. That's enough for one day. Produced by me, Phil Hendry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on podcast one.
Don't forget, everybody, to visit a website, Phil Hendry Show website, and get a backstage pass, or if you want, you can get merchandise.
Yeah, get the Phil Hendry Show t-shirts, hoodies, CDs, downloads, all that stuff, man.
Phil Hendry Show website is where it's at, friend.
And of course, it is our YouTube channel, the Real Bud Dickman channel. You just don't want to miss all the excitement that comes oozing off of that. I'm Margaret Gray.
And I want to say one thing. I'm going to say this for the audience. I think you behaved very badly today.
Are you chastising?
I think you behaved very badly today. And yes, I'm chastising you in front of the audience, just like you chastise everybody else around here.
I'm Margaret.
Hey, General, I'll handle this. You behaved very badly today. You acted like a spoiled child today. Some
sunny day. Well, we'll just see if I show back up for work tomorrow.
I guess we will, yeah.
Oh, so you're daring me.
I'm not daring you, Margaret. I'm just saying, if this is not the environment that you want to work in, because we're asking you to be professional, then go fuck a duck, okay?
F you.
Ha 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 ha. Too fast.